It was election day across the state yesterday, and while there weren't very many huge attention-grabbing statewide races, there were issues important to many communities across the state. Was there an overall mood that voters expressed in yesterday's elections, Jack?
Well, Christina, not as far as I can tell. People were sort of all over the lot. In some places, they approved tax increases. In other places, they didn't. They didn't seem to approve them where they were unhappy with the people running their government. For example, in Allen Park, which is a downriver Detroit suburb, they defeated a millage proposal that was designed to bail them out after they'd invested a lot of money in the film industry, and now Allen Park may be facing the possibility of an emergency manager. The same thing happened in Ypsilanti, where they were asked to approve a municipal income tax. I think both these things went down about 3-2. And what surprised me was the voters in Kent County said no to an infrastructure bond proposal for Grand Rapids Community College. But in some other places, people were willing to approve tax increases, and for schools where they felt there was something they were going to get something from. In Bloomfield Hills, they finally decided to merge two high schools. So I don't think there's any real trend.
As school districts face more budget cuts from the state, are education bonds going to become more prevalent?
I think emergency managers are likely to become more prevalent, Christina. They'll try bond proposals, they'll try millage requests, whatever works. But in Clarkston, for example, people turn down bond proposals. Sometimes people have been more willing to approve bond proposals than they have millage requests, since those are sort of finite and millage requests aren't, and everybody has to pay millage. But it's really not clear what the voters are going to do.
What surprised you about yesterday's elections?
I think, again, I was a little bit surprised that the voters in Kent County disapproved the infrastructure bond proposal for Grand Rapids Community College. On the other hand, in Ann Arbor, in the Ann Arbor area, people approved a technology infrastructure proposal for the Ann Arbor schools. But again, Christine, in most of these elections, turnout was very small. It was about 9%, I think, in Ann Arbor, and I'm sure it wasn't especially higher in much of any place else.
Mitt Romney campaigned in the state yesterday. He was at Lansing Community College. What do you have to say?
He said that Obama was bad and he was good and would fix everything. And I suspect Obama would say exactly the opposite. He talked about reducing the size of government, which Republicans have been doing for many, many years. And he would have a government that was a partner, sort of not telling people what to do. He said simultaneously he would shrink government and then have it do more and better things for people. Interestingly enough, he has sort of abandoned his kind of disastrous attempt to explain why he was against the auto bailout. He did that during the primary, and the more he talked about it, the deeper he put his foot in his mouth. So now he merely is sort of praising the comeback of the auto industry, and on his website especially sort of taking credit for that, which may be sort of a stretch, but of course Democrats denounced him, and you'll see exactly a mirror image of that when President Obama comes to the state.
Do you think the president will be here soon?
The president's been here quite a bit. He was here just a couple weeks ago for a fundraiser. Certainly in the fall, President Obama will be campaigning here. The interesting thing, Christina, will be to see how long Michigan is in play. In general, people think that if it's a close election, President Obama will be favored in Michigan, and the Republicans may possibly concentrate on places like Ohio in particular, and Florida and Virginia. But Romney, again, was born in Michigan, lived here till he was 18. So Republicans are hoping that they can make Michigan more competitive. The last time a Republican won the state was 1988.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure, Christina.